Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
A couple of months ago, I sat down with Brian Linder, who's actually a coworker of mine, and we did a podcast for him called 100 Words, and I was on there, and we talked about my health journey. So what I'm going to do over the next few episodes of Phone Boy Speaks is I'm actually going to just, well, put the whole podcast in here, but I'm going to do it in chunks that are not spending a whole hour on it. So you get it in little bite-sized pieces, you know, kind of the way that you consume Phone Boy Speaks. But it'll be me and Brian Linder talking about it. And we're going to start the beginning of my health journey. And so he actually asks me about that as a starting point. So where did it begin? And so, well, we'll just drop in.
Really, my journey to health goes, it's been a lifelong journey. I've always been overweight and technically I still am, but I've come back from the brink of being like morbidly obese. And it's something I've always struggled with. And I remember back in 2004 or 2003, thinking, okay, I'm going to try and lose weight. And I discovered the Atkins diet and I was actually quite successful on that and actually went through but I wasn't doing what I needed to do to sustain that. And, you know, I'm thinking I could, add certain things back into my life that I found out later that I really can't. And then I went down I fell off the wagon for a very long time and got really big. I mean, I'm about 5'6" now. I was over 330 pounds, which is a lot of weight for somebody of that. And what got me in the direction of improving my life. Actually, it was a business trip. I had to go get a vaccine for a business trip because I was being routed through the way I was being routed through South Africa. I had to get a yellow fever vaccine. And so I had went to the doctor for the first time in several years. And he's like, yeah, you got type 2 diabetes. You've got hypertension. You've got, you probably have sleep apnea.
Did you know you had these things or you did know?
Well,
you did not know that you had these things.
I did not. Well, I knew I had issues sleeping. I knew I had issues. I was having migraines too, so I knew something was wrong and also had swelling in my feet, which is probably not a great thing either. So I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what.
And you've kind of been putting it off. It's kind of just, you know, wasn't the forefront.
Yeah.
You didn't want to deal with it. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. And then at that point it became something. Now I know what the issue is. I've got to deal with it. And so, I try to do what the doctors tell you to do, which is eat less, move more, which in theory sounds great, but in reality is a little more challenging than just that, right? There's a lot more to it. I had gotten my A1C down a bit, but it still wasn't at the level it should have been. And so about 2017, I find out about this guy named Dr. Jason Fung, and he's known for fasting, right? That was his thing, and I read what he said, and it made some sense. I said, okay, well, if the issue is that my blood sugar's too high, well, I shouldn't. First of all, your insulin goes up as your blood sugar continues to stay high. It's like, okay, well, it makes sense to maybe not eat so often. And maybe when I do eat stuff that doesn't increase my insulin as much. And so so that kind of got me in the direction of that got me back going in the right direction. And so I kind of adopted I did do some multi-day fasts and it really helped a lot. And then what I realized is that I knew that I could eat low carb because I knew that worked for me. And so that was, doing both of those things kind of got me in the direction of,
you put them together.
You put them together. But I've also, there was some other stuff that happened along the way as well. And then I also discovered this, when I did searches for all of this stuff back in 2004, 2005, the internet didn't have quite as much information on it as it does now. And there's a lot more and I remember I had to go back through some old blog posts because I had blogged about some of the stuff back in the day in 2005, there was talk about the ketogenic diet. Now,
ketogenic.
Yeah,
right.
Which is
also known as keto.
Yeah,
right. Keto.
Yeah, exactly. And I think with keto, and this is what I also kind of learned this with Atkins, right? Is that there's a lot of things that people call keto that you should never eat. Almost anything in a box that says it's keto, you probably shouldn't eat it because I think that's what I learned was there are certain things it's more than just sugar. It's more than just carbs, right? It's more than just things that turn into sugar in your body. Picked up along the way was this guy Vinny Tortorich, who was a trainer for Hollywood people and has been doing a podcast for now about 10 years and I've actually even been on his show.
No, what's his name again?
Vinny Tortorich.
Okay.
And he.
What's the name of the podcast? Or you just find him by his name?
I can send you a link to it, but it's the
Fitness Confidential podcast. I will put in the podcast notes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Fitness Confidential podcast, and he does it, and he. It's kind of a no nonsense, no BS guy, and he's trained a bunch of people, and he continues to work out, and it's his journey is actually pretty amazing too, because he actually he'd kind of stumbled onto this diet kind of on his own, and then he became a very famous trainer for different people in Hollywood, and married a Bond girl, but he really said at some point he got cancer, and it's a very rare form of leukemia that he actually beat, and he's actually kept the cancer away. And part of why he's kept the cancer away is because he's not eating sugars and grains and seed oils. And that's where, and so he gets checked out every year and no cancer. Right. So, and that's another sort of another factor in all this. And I realized, wow, it's a little bit more than just, being, as I say, just, not eating carbs or whatever, which is kind of the Atkins approach, but there's other inflammatory foods as well. And Vinny's had a lot of, people on his podcast that have talked about all of these different things and there's also a community that is developed on Facebook for his fans.
Right. It's called Fitness Confidential. Did I hear you say that right?
Yes, that's the name of his podcast. It used to be called The Angriest Trainer, it's funny because he is not the, I love him to death. But I think he might rub a few people the wrong way. But I love what he does. And he's as honest and no nonsense and he does consults with people too. And he says he loses money on it. Or his accountants say that he should probably not be doing these consults, but he loves talking to people he puts out a podcast, 5 days a week and it's amazing. And he spends a lot of time answering questions on Twitter. I mean, and that was something he wanted to do was it's like, okay, I survived cancer. I need to pay it forward. Right. And I think that's,
I got you.
And that's
his calling was to pay it forward. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we all need to do that. Right. It's all, whatever it is that we've figured out in life, we need to help other people.
And hence, that's why you're here, to pay it forward.
Well, exactly.
Or hopefully somebody can pick up from it.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.